This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In our latest weekly update, number 782, dated May 12, 2017, our update, which is also regularly published on our website, eternalgod.org, we speak at great length about the latest debacle. The debacle of the Trump administration when it comes to the termination of FBI Director James Comey. And we point out in the introductory comments that President Trump's allegation that he fired Comey because he treated Hillary Clinton unfairly is believed by just about nobody. This opens wide the floodgates of speculation as to the underlying motives, and the picture which emerges is not flattering for the president and his team, portraying him as a laughingstock and a government which cannot be trusted. And I'm talking about the United States and, more importantly, the entire world. And we will, in this program, give you some interesting, startling comments taken from the press all over, whether it's liberal or conservative or in the middle. It doesn't matter. And I also will show you in this program today why all of that is extremely important in the light of biblical prophecy, because most have no clue that what we are experiencing today in this latest debacle, it's just one example, is setting in motion end time events leading to the return of Jesus Christ. And before I go on, we have prepared two booklets, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, and also Biblical Prophecy. And these two booklets go into some of these things which I'm going to discuss with you today, and I will again talk about them at the end of this program. First, let me give you some excerpts from the press. When the news broke that Mr. Comey was fired by Mr. Trump, let me just say, I'm not here to defend Mr. Comey. He has done a lot of things which were questionable. But the issue is, how did the termination take place and why was it done now and what were the explanations which were given? CNN wrote on May 9 that the legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was not buying the idea that Comey was sacked over the Clinton investigation, saying it was absurd. Toobin branded the move a grotesque abuse of power by the President of the United States. This is a kind of thing that goes on in non-democracies, he said, referring to the fact that Comey was dismissed while leading an investigation that reaches near the president. We do not fire FBI directors when they are closing in on the White House. And that statement, of course, was quoted all over the world. And many, many news magazines and papers and internet articles echo this concern. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote on May 9, "By firing the FBI director James Comey late Tuesday afternoon, President Trump has cast grave doubt on the viability of any further investigation into what could be one of the biggest political scandals in the country's history." The explanation, in other words, that he fired Mr. Comey because of the way that he treated Mrs. Clinton unkindly, that explanation is impossible to take at face value. Certainly, that's not the reason Mr. Trump fired him. Mr. Comey was fired because he was leading an active investigation that could bring down a president. And then they go on to say that the obvious historical parallel to Mr. Trump's action was a so-called Saturday Night Massacre in October 1973, when President Richard Nixon ordered the firing of the special prosecutor investigating Watergate. But then they conclude that now the country has reached an even more perilous moment. And they are not alone. They are not alone in this assessment. The Week wrote on May 10. "Trump reportedly told Sessions, the Attorney General, to start looking for a pretext to to fire Comey last week. The real reason is almost certainly Trump's desire to stop the FBI's investigation into Russia's attempts to influence the election. Trump has sent a message. Now, that's a perspective which is being given now, The Week being a British paper. Trump has sent a message about what will happen to anyone who threatens to stand up to him. It is hard to imagine this ending well. The Hill wrote on May 10. Former FBI Director James Comey reportedly told associates in March that President Trump was crazy for suggesting former President Barack Obama had wiretapped him. Comey also called the president outside the realm of normal, according to a report from the New York Times on Wednesday. The Times said that in return, Trump was furious when Comey published or publicly refused to back his claims that he was wiretapped during the 2016 campaign before the House Intelligence Committee in March. So here's another possible reason for the termination of Mr. Comey, because crossing Mr. Trump doesn't end well. Deutsche Welle, talking about some German papers now. Deutsche Welle wrote on May 9, the move has set off shockwaves in Washington amid concerns of a cover-up. On May 10, Deutsche Welle wrote, Trump's decision has shattered the credibility of the political institutions in Washington. Trump's reason for firing Comey is his conduct regarding the Hillary Clinton email affair, but no one is buying that, not even his own party members. Comey's forced retirement could cause a political earthquake in Washington. Now, the German mass tabloid Bild, huge paper, daily paper, wrote on May 10, Trump's FBI massacre has parallels to Watergate scandal. Political suicide, they ask. And then they also question the accuracy of the statement that Comey informed Trump three times that there was no investigation against him. The tabloid wrote, did Comey really assure Trump three times that there was no investigation against him, as claimed by Trump in his letter? The FBI director during ongoing investigations? Question mark. Now, in his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee on May 11, acting FBI Director McGabe said that it is not usual standard operating procedure to inform anyone that there is an investigation or that there is not an investigation against him. So here comes Die Welt, a conservative German paper, writing on May 10, the President of the United States lies again. Even Fox News considers Trump's explanation as extremely untrustworthy. While that is not necessarily true, some moderators on Fox News feel that way. Others, like John Hannity, stated in his show on May 10 that deranged liberal crackpots invented the idea that Comey's termination could have anything to do with the Russia investigation. Deranged liberal crackpots? So in Hannity's worldview, the entire world must consist of deranged liberal crackpots, because they all feel very strongly that that was, in all likelihood, the reason why Comey was terminated at this point. Der Stern, another influential German paper, wrote on May 10, possibly Comey had become a danger for the United States president. And then Deutsche Welle on May 11. The White House has justified the move. Now, they got away a little bit from the concept regarding Hillary Clinton. Now they came up with another explanation, stating that the former director had lost the confidence of rank and file within the bureau, or the bureau. However, McGabe contradicted the White House, calling its assertions not accurate. Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day. The vast majority of FBI staff enjoyed a deep, positive connection to Director Comey, he said. And then also, McCabe said the Russia investigation remained highly significant and that the FBI would not tolerate any White House interference in the matter, adding that he would not update the Trump administration on the status of the investigation, which tells you that he is not going to be the acting FBI director for long. Now, the same article also talks about an interview which President Trump gave to the NBC network. And there, according to the article, Trump also appeared to contradict the White House earlier statement that he had asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy General Secretary Rod Rosenstein for their opinions on Comey and acted on those recommendations. The president stressed that he had decided to fire Comey himself, irrespective of Sessions or Rosenstein's recommendation, because the former FBI director was a showboat who had brought the bureau into turmoil. Now, this is what President Trump wrote, however, in his termination letter to Comey. Quote, "I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office, effective immediately." And subsequently, the White House and Vice President Mike Pence repeatedly stated that President Trump fired Comey because he took the recommendation of the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General and had no choice but to fire him, and that he did so based on these recommendations. So we have glaring inconsistencies, and today the Daily Mail wrote a lengthy article about the inconsistencies coming from the White House, coming from President Trump, and you cannot in any way say that they are not inconsistencies. Well, the story doesn't end here. President Trump wrote on Twitter last night, "James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press." Obviously, he is quite concerned that that might happen. Now, he was asked, or the White House staff was asked today, are there any tapes? And they refused to answer. In the interview which we talked about earlier, President Trump admitted that he thought about the Russia story when he decided to fire Comey. Of course, he called it a hoax, but it was on his mind. And this, again, seems to show that he felt there was a need to fire Comey because of the investigation. And even in his termination letter, he pointed out that Comey told him three times that he was not under investigation. Why would he say that if it had nothing to do with terminating him? And then we also have a separate report claiming that Mr. Trump had asked Mr. Comey for an oath of loyalty when they dined together, and the FBI boss had declined the offer. Now, today, the White House completely and totally denied that that ever took place. It's important that they denied it because that could have been one of some impeachable offenses, as some legal experts have pointed out. Last night, I watched an interview with one of the great constitutional capacities in this country, Professor Lawrence Tribe from the Harvard University. And he made clear that he felt that President Trump had engaged in impeachable offenses. Now, The Week wrote on May 12th, "Trump would seem to be a prime candidate for impeachment and or removal of office. If not under Article 2, Section 4, which talks about obstruction of justice, then using Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which provides a means of removing a president on grounds of impairment, quote, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office." The article goes on to say, when Nixon faced impeachment, Democrats controlled both houses of Congress. But things are profoundly different now. The two parties are more polarized than at any time since the Civil War. The president's own party controls both houses of Congress, and the vast majority of Republican voters support the president. The article goes on to say, removing a president from office under Article 2 requires a two-thirds vote of the Senate, while the 25th Amendment requires a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate. And they say it's hard to imagine that that will ever take place. Now, so far, the reports in the press, which are not very flattering. They picture a White House, they picture a United States government, which is completely detached from reality, which is struggling to create some explanations to do away with the debacle caused by the president himself at this time. What about impeachment? What about the concept that President Trump will resign prior to the end of his tenure? What about even the concept that some will try to, perhaps even successfully, assassinate him? Well, let me just tell you that none of that is going to happen. Mr. Trump will end his tenure, and he might even be reelected for another 4 years. How can I say this? Well, let me take you back a little bit. Before even President Trump announced his candidacy for presidency, I had watched him because he had talked about the possibility earlier. And I had watched him carefully and have said to myself, now this man could very well become the United States president. And when he announced his presidency or his candidacy for presidency, I made public statements to that effect, that I believe he's going to be the next American president. And people have laughed about it. They have said, no, the American people will never vote a guy like Trump into office. And I said, no, he's not only going to be the candidate for the Republicans, he is going to be the next president. And I was right. I also made very clear that I strongly believed that Brexit would occur, that Britain would leave the EU, even at a time when most felt that wouldn't happen. I also made it clear that I did not at all believe that Marine Le Pen would become the next French president, even at a time when most felt she might have a chance. I've said these things, and I've said a lot more of these things, because I understand biblical prophecy. We in the Church of the Eternal God understand what the Bible has to say. And I believe strongly that President Trump was placed in this office as American president because he has a role to fulfill, a prophetic role. But it is not to make America great again. It is just the opposite. Under President Trump, we will see a complete downfall of the United States with lightning speed, something which would not have happened under other candidates. That's why I was so strongly convinced. That's why I am so strongly convinced that President Trump will stay in office until he has fulfilled his prophetic role. And that prophetic role has to do with a complete and utter downfall of the United States of America domestically and, more importantly, in its relationship to the world. You see, our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain in America, points out very clearly that the Bible prophesies America will go down. It will be ultimately defeated in a nuclear war. And our free booklet, Biblical Prophecy, From Now Until Forever, talks about this too. But why did we entitle this booklet The Fall and Rise? Well, because the American people will rise again, but not prior to Christ's return, only after Christ has returned. And these booklets point out what is going to happen. My friends, the time for Christ's return is near. And President Trump is one of those instruments to bring this about. Not in the way most people expect, just in the opposite way. But he's bringing it about. That is his prophetic role. I'm convinced of it. And so there are other incidents which are going to happen, events which are going to take place in Europe, in Russia, in other parts of the world, the Middle East. All of these leading to the return of Jesus Christ in the not-too-distant future. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that the return of Christ will happen very, very soon, much sooner than many of you might think. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.